Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike DeTeglia along with Charlie Long in studio, taking you to 8 o'clock tonight. And on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line, the newest member of the New Orleans Saints, Lonnie Johnson Jr. Lonnie, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Man, I appreciate that. How you doing?
I'm great. Lonnie, I know you had multiple teams that were after you. Question is, why did you select the Saints here? Pretty thick roster back in the secondary, but what kind of tilted the field for you to come to New Orleans?
Honestly, like you said, I had a few offers out there, but I came to the decision that I wanted to come here off of the strength of the way I feel the defense is utilized here. The way they utilize their players and the versatility of different players and all type of stuff like that. So also the distance from where I stay now is not far from Florida. So all that stuff had came to my decision, helped me come to the decision to come to the Saints.
Lonnie, I saw you at Kentucky. Man, you were a big corner. There wasn't a lot of – come on, you don't see a lot of 6'2" corners in this league. And, man, you guys played tough, physical defense, a lot of press cover sort of things. What is the vision for you? Have you had that conversation with Dennis Allen and Coach Woods about exactly where they're going to play you? Because you have played out on the edge. You have played the slot corner, and you've played some safety and dime safety in the NFL.
Yeah, I haven't talked to the head coach yet or the DC, but I've been talking to my position coach. He got a plan, and he want me to trust him with his plan on how he's going to utilize me. I trust him, and I'm going to come in and try to show off my skill set any way possible.
I talked to a couple of the coaches with the Titans, and they told me, man, Lonnie's got some talent now. Man, we think he'd really be best suited for the safety position. And so I'll get your opinion on that. They thought you were better for either the safety spot or in the slot.
You talking about the coaches? Or
yeah, the coaches. Yeah, the coaches. Or how you feel today, or it really doesn't matter.
No, it really don't matter with me. Honestly, that's the God-given talent that I have, and that's what he had instilled in me to be able to play multiple positions, which is a blessing. I just got to go out there, like I told them guys, man, I just want to focus, hone in on the playbook, learn as much as I can. So whenever it comes, whether it's matchups with tight ends, whether it's me playing in the middle of the field, slot, me going the outside, that corner. Like, I just wanted to show that I could do them all and do them all at a high level and perform at the best level I can for the team.
Lonnie, what has been the biggest adjustment you coming from SEC, where some really good receivers you had to go up against, to jump to the NFL? What's been the biggest adjustment for you?
Actually, just figuring out the speed of the game and the knowledge of the game, you know, learning different things that come along with the game, down the distance and different type of techniques, switch ups, you know, switching up my technique throughout the game because they scouted it or they didn't win the halftime and made adjustments. you know, it's just learning the mental side of it. You know, you learn that first. Once you learn that, then you'll figure out how good you really can be in this league.
I think we have Charlie Long that has a question for you, Lonnie. Hold on.
Lonnie, I wanted to ask you about, you're talking about all the different positions that you can play in the secondary. Do you think that your versatility is your strength, or do you have another aspect of your game that you kind of focus in on?
Man, his size, his matchup skills. I can answer that one for you, Charlie. That one's pretty right. Quick.
Nah, yeah, the size, the physicality, the speed, you know, I can use all of them. I just want to expand my game mentally as much as possible because that's what makes the game easier. You know, I feel like I can do all these positions, obviously, but I have to go into this game and go into this team with my head down and focus and be humble. And whatever the coaches need me to do, just know I'm willing to do it.
Lonnie, I also wanted to ask you about playing next to such a talented DB room with Marshawn Lattimore and Alante Taylor and some of these guys, Tyrann Mathieu, and what you can kind of get from them.
Man, like, I actually watched Tyrann growing up a lot, you know, watching his film. Like I said, I tried to model some of his ball skills from watching his film growing up. Obviously, Marshawn, like, he's a great corner. We both from the Midwest. I think me and Marshawn actually competed against each other when I was at receiver, and he was at corner at the Best of Midwest camp. I don't know if you remember that, but that's something that me and him probably going to have to talk about one day. But, man, yeah, I'm just ready to bring in what I can to the table already to addition to what those guys already have.
One of the things, too, Lonnie, I've seen, because a lot of times guys have not played on special teams, and yet you've spent a lot of time developing your craft as a special teamer.
Right. So that actually it was new for me as well. You know, in Tennessee, like I never even played gunner as long as I've been in this league. And when Tennessee put me over to play gunner, it was shocking that I was able to do what I was able to do with me not having no experience at it at all. You know, just me just adding more to my plate, just showing teams like, hey, I could do this too. You know, like, hey, if they need me to go back there and throw a reverse pass or something, I can do that too. You know, so it's like I just try my best to do whatever the team needs me to do.
Have you got a chance to play up against Derek Carr? And your thoughts on now he's your teammate now.
I did. I played against him last year. Against the Raiders. We played last year in Tennessee, and we got the dub, man. Carr is a great quarterback. He's established. He's been in this league. And whatever the Raiders didn't see in him, I don't know what that was. But I'm glad we're on the same side now.
Lonnie, I got to do a couple camps with Ed Reed. And, you know, Ed's one of the greatest to ever play it. And I asked him, really, what makes a defensive back an elite player? And he's like, listen, I'm going to tell you. You got to have amnesia. You can have all the talent in the world, and they don't care about what you did in high school, what you did in college. They're picking on you. So you better have a thick backbone, and you better have some titanium back there. But you also have to forget a bad play and worry about what's the next play.
Right.
Because if you worried about your mistake, guess what? You're going to make another one. And I think it's the best advice I've ever heard. You know, this is a guy who's one of the greatest of all time. Give to young DBs about a lot of times you come in here, you've dominated in high school, dominated in college. You come in here as an early round pick, and guess, man, they picking on me? Why they picking on me? And then you let it get into your head, and he always was. They try to break you down mentally because then the next thing that falls is the physical part.
Definitely. Like you said, you gotta learn to let the next play go. You know, you got to come into that game knowing that you're not going to win them all. So, obviously, like, that's something I learned, especially coming into the league as a corner. It get hard on that island, especially guarding people like Devontae Adams and I had checked Julio in 2019. That really showed me that I was ready going against Julio when he was with the Falcons. And I was like, okay, all right, I'm ready for this. And when you stand up against some of the top players that you done watched or stand up against some of the top players in this league, you just know that you're ready for it and you're ready to build as much as you can.
Lonnie, who was your main recruiter with the Saints to come to New Orleans?
Oh, me. Nah, my agent. My main recruiter. I talked to May, Marcus May. We work out with the same trainer. You know, I talked to him, and he was like, man, bro, like, come on. You know, like, if you want to come, like, let's go. So I talked to him, man, and I'll see him tomorrow when I go to workouts, and now we teammates.
You guys work out in Pensacola?
You try to say that again?
You guys were working out in Pensacola?
No, I work out in Orlando, Florida.
Okay. Now, one time, didn't you work out in the Pensacola area?
Yes.
Okay.
Before the draft.
Okay, I thought so, because I know one of the guys that was at that particular deal. Lonnie, thanks so much for joining us. Man, we wish you the best of luck. And, this defense now with some talent back there in the secondary returning, they got a spot for you. They got a spot for you. You got to make it happen.
Definitely. I got you.
Thanks so much, Lonnie. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you, too, man.
All righty. Lonnie Johnson, Jr., defensive back for the Saints, and basically kind of setting it up that he was his own recruiter to come here to join the Saints, working out with Marcus May out in Orlando. And, again, when he was in college, he was a press cover corner, and he was a big corner. He sort of moved around a little bit, not only out on the edge but in the slot. And I know the Titans coaches, and I spoke to two of them, they both told me they think that's his best position, that he can play that dime safety and in the slot, that they think that's where his matchup skills, especially – you know, today, man, with all these tight ends that look like big receivers.
Yeah,
you
his
better,
size and physicality can match up with those bigger tight ends.
No, you about a 5'10".
Six. Corner, we're talking 6'2", 215, Mike.
Going up against a 6'5" tight end, you're not winning a lot of those battles. And so Lonnie brings that element to the table. Let's see him turn all that potential into production here with the Saints. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.